Good afternoon, I'm Janae Pierre. It's 4:44. There are several developments today in the controversy over the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute's decision to rescind an award it planned to offer to noted scholar, activist, and Birmingham native Angela Davis. WBHM's Cheryl Willer Stewart has just returned from a press conference at Kelly Ingram Park. Cheryl, thanks for joining me this afternoon. What's going on?
Well, first a little background, Janae. In October, the Institute announced that it would present Dr. Angela Davis with the Fred Shuttlesworth Human Rights Award. But over the weekend, the Institute's board announced it would not give Davis the award at a gala that was supposed to happen next month. That gala has been canceled. Now, the story has attracted national attention because it came to light that the board's decision came after some in the local Jewish community expressed concerns over Davis' stance on Palestine, more specifically, her support of boycott, divestment, and sanctions against Israel.
So what happened this afternoon?
Well, this afternoon in the park, several individuals and groups came together to reactivate the Birmingham Committee for Truth and Reconciliation. Retired federal judge UW Clemens says the group initially formed around 1963. This group included both young and older individuals. They're planning events to honor Dr. Davis on February 16th, which is the same date she was supposed to come to receive the Fred Shuttlesworth Human Rights Award from the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute.
So some critics of the BCRI's decision have called on the board members to resign, and today several of them did just that.
Well, yes, the Institute's chairman, vice chairman, and secretary all resigned this morning. They sent out a statement saying they regret the circumstances surrounding the selection process and the dissension it has caused. They have not responded to calls or provided any additional information beyond that statement.
So what's next?
Well, the group is putting plans together for the February event. They say there will be more announcements. Interestingly, former Mayor Richard Arrington Jr. was included in the group making the announcement today. Now, Arrington worked to build the Institute and bring it to life in 1992. He says he has no ill feelings toward the board, and actually, he'd like to see the resigning board members remain. As for the alternative event, he says he wants the entire community, blacks, whites, Jews, whoever, to have an opportunity to come together and hear Dr. Davis. Here's what he had to say.
Business communities, Jewish communities, black communities, they all honor her. We sometimes have our differences over how we proceed, but that doesn't mean that we should destroy what we're doing or we should stop trying to promote human rights.
Well, and one note I'd like to add, Janae, is that the organizers say they're working to make these events free and open to the public, anyone who wants to attend.
That was WBHM's Cheryl Willer Stewart. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Janae.